Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be with you today. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. We have a special treat for you on today's show. I'm here with David Fisher from Lifestyles Unlimited. If you do not know David, I would like to tell you he is a successful example of what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about in many ways. David started about 12 years ago, I believe, but I'll let David tell you himself. And if you don't know what Lifestyles Unlimited is, let me just share a little bit of background about Lifestyles Unlimited. We are an educational and mentoring group. We teach people how to purchase real estate properly. And let me say that because I tried it improperly before I found Lifestyles Unlimited. But we teach you how to purchase real estate assets properly to essentially begin buying your life back one chunk at a time, creating that passive income. One single family home, $400 a month in positive cash flow. Two single family homes, $800 a month. And you stack these on top of each other and you begin to change your life literally one piece at a time. And it really happens just like that. But the bottom line is it happens so quickly once you begin this path of real estate investing. Now, at the same time, David Fisher is successful. He took what Lifestyles, what Dale Walmsley taught him, put it to work on his behalf, but he came and he gave back. He mentors others. He teaches our two-day financial freedom seminar, and that's literally 16 hours of how to invest in real estate assets. He hosts our case studies. He has served as a radio host, just like I'm talking to you right now. He owns numerous properties and units as an independent rental owner across the state of Texas. But he started out with one single family home, just like myself, just like thousands of other people, just like thousands of you listening to us now are going to do. You start with one single family property, and then he built upon that. And I have a little nickname for David. I used to call him the king of the 8-unit apartment complex because that was kind of his forte, but I believe he's changing his portfolio, so maybe we got to come up with a different nickname. We'll see. But David, welcome to the show. I really thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me today, Mike. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I know you're a busy guy. It means a lot for you to take an hour out and to do the show with me. I haven't had you on the show for about a year and a half, so figured it was time to get you in here. And I want to hit some areas we normally don't talk about, but before we get to that, why don't you provide a little bit of background for the listener?
Well, just so everybody out there listening knows, when I joined Lifestyles, I knew nothing about real estate. I was a stay-at-home dad. My wife was a captain in the Air Force. We made $65,000 a year. We were not millionaires. We were regular folks just like the people listening. So if I can do it, you can do it. And I took that approach when I joined Lifestyles because my problem is I went through a financial catastrophe. I lost all my money in the stock market. I had to start over. I'm sure some of you know what I'm talking about, the Enrons and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like, can I do this? Is this something for me? But I took the map that Dell gave me, and I was able to retire quickly with real estate. And a goal is 5 years less. I did in 2 years with no prior real estate experience. So when people are listening, they're probably going, what is this stuff? It sounds like a bunch of bullion cubes. You know, I don't think there's no way to retire in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. And I'm saying this is real people, real results. Everyone listening can do this. And what's the alternative? The stare at red brake lights or the car in front of you every single day? Or do you want to really do something different? If this is where most millionaires come from, maybe I should just listen and hear the concepts behind it. Maybe that's something I want to do. And that's kind of what I did. I heard on the radio like this on the weekend with Dell talking about it. And I said, you know what? What do I have to lose? I just lost all my money in the stock market. Let me try this. And I was able to follow the map he gave me and retire quickly.
So, David, I've got two questions on that. For you to retire in 2 years, you started with like $2 million investing. Is that correct?
No. Here's what really happened to me, folks, just so you know. I joined in April 2009, so I've been in it a little while. But I had $500,000 in a well-diversified portfolio, large cap, small cap, mid cap. But if you remember what happened to the stock market between 2008 and 2009, listen to my financial advisors, I turned that $500,000 into $70,000. That's what I said by a financial catastrophe. In other words, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, where I joined Lifestyles in April 2009, you can look it up. It hit 6,700. In other words, your 401k in that year turned into like a 20K. Well, mine turned into 70,000. So here I am with $70,000. And I was the Dave Ramsey guy, so at least I had that. Dave Ramsey got me where I was at, which was great for me. I was out of debt. I had no debt. You know, I owned my house free and clear, but I only had 70 grand to work with. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to work another 30, 40 years. But it all came with buying that first single family house. I invested $3,000. I made 29 grand and I was hooked. I'm like, wow, this is what I could do to change my life. And it started with one little house and just kind of pulled it forward from there.
You know, David, you and I were very similar in that 2009, 2010, the difference was you began investing in real estate and I began looking for something different because we both got hurt. And yeah, I looked at it as this just set 10 years onto my retirement plan as far as having to work and save and work and save and work and save. Let me ask you this. So you go through the meltdown, you lose a ton of money or a ton of paper money, right, on paper. Was it real estate you were looking for? Or did you happen to just hear the show? Or what was your path then? What were you doing before you found Lifestyles? And why was it real estate?
Yeah, absolutely not. I didn't know about real estate. I didn't understand real estate. I was just looking for something I could invest in. What really happened was I like old Volkswagens. I was working at my old Volkswagen in the backyard. My wife's engine, it sounds like a country song. My wife's engine in her Volkswagen car, Makia, died. And she needs that to get the base every day. And I'm working on it, and I'm listening to talk radio. During the week, it's awesome. You have all the big-name guys. What is it on the weekend? It's 3 hours of gardening and 2 hours of car talk, and then comes on Lifestyle. I thought this is a swingers club. It's a nudist colony. No, it's not. But I listened to concepts that Dell was saying, and he was explaining, you know, he lost money in the stock market. Here's what he did as an alternative. So he gave me that opportunity. I hear your bumper music coming. I'll follow up the thought afterwards, but I understand I don't want to, you know, get cut off on this. But it's the fact that everyone could do it. I heard him on the radio, and I'll explain more about that after the break. If that's okay with you, Mike.
We'll be right back.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. I appreciate you joining us today. If you have any questions about real estate investing or about Lifestyles Unlimited or about how you can get started, please send me an email. I do respond personally to every email I get, and I really enjoy the emails more than you will know. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Those come directly to me. They don't go to any other source. And if you miss this show, I want to remind you, you can pick this show up on the website, lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio button. You'll find this show here, as well as the show from the other host, Al Gordon, Andy Webb, David Rozinka, as well as Del Walmsley himself, or find us on your favorite podcast app. That's how I listen to it. Now, speaking of this show, we're talking to David Fisher, who is a very successful real estate investor. Everything he learned at Lifestyles Unlimited from Del Walmsley. Del Walmsley also taught me, and David teaches me now as I continue my path of real estate investing. But David was saying he got wiped out 2009 stock market crash. He's listening to AM radio. He hears this show, and he hears this guy talking about real estate investing. David, take it from there. What happened after that?
Yeah, the biggest thing that hit me was what Del said on the radio show that day. And he was talking about what a business is. Now, I'm sure a lot of people out there listening, some of the small business guys are like me. See, prior to my wife being in the military, I was a small business owner. I owned a car stereo store. I owned a car lot. And I was working my business every day, like 60, 70 hours a week. My wife was afraid I would have a heart attack. But she said, you need to slow down. So I became a stay-at-home dad because my dad had a heart attack in his 40s, and we were like 35, 36. And we moved to San Antonio, Texas. My wife was a captain of the Air Force. Well, I didn't want that lifestyle where I am working every single day in my business. But Del defined what a business was on a radio day, and that's what made me come to Lifestyles was, he said, if you can walk away from that business for 1 year and it's still standing. I couldn't do that in my car lot. I had a turnkey business. If I wasn't there every single day, turn the key to run that business, I had no business. And I'm sure some of you out there, you trade away your time and life for money. Yeah. And this dawned on me because he explained what a business was. Can you walk away from it for 1 year? And then he explained about apartment communities, which I would have never thought a little guy like me could invest in apartments. I'm like, dude, I'm not a millionaire. You know, I have 70 grand to work with. How the heck could I do that? But yeah. He explained it to me in the smaller numbers. He says, it doesn't take $40 million to buy this deal. It's a bunch of like-minded people get together. They invest $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 and make a great rate of return. And he sat there and said, you can make an 8% return. I'm like, well, that's awesome. If I can just make an 8% return, that'd be great. And then he said it was tax-free. That kind of blew me away.
Made it even better.
The real goal is this, doubling your money in every 2 to 3 years. I'm like, wait a second. 100% return. I never made that in the stock market. I might have one return and made 40 or 50%, but then I had one that lost 40%. I'm like, 100% every single time? And he says, that's how you grow your wealth. You take your 100 grand, you turn it 200 grand, to 400 grand, to 800 grand. Well, I had 70 grand to work with. I'm like, dude, that's a lot of doubling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I learned from him a better way to actually do it and go even faster, but I'll get into that a little bit later. But I had 70 grand. I said, if I could buy just one house even that way, it would be worth it. You know, I'm not with the guys with the apartments yet, but maybe I could buy one house. And that's what just got me to come into Lifestyles was hearing him say, if you could walk away from it for 1 year, and if you invest in an apartment, you get a check once a quarter, no involvement whatsoever, hey, this is something I can replicate. That's what I thought. A regular guy like me.
David, you hit on a couple things there. And I know some people that own their own business, and they do very well. They make a ton of money, but they get older and they'll mention to me, they'll say, Harrison, I want to sell my business. And I go, there's nothing to sell. You are the business. The reason the phone rings is because of the contacts you made, of the clients that you've served over 30 years. No one's buying anything. They're buying a name, but the new clients don't want to deal with some new owner. They want to deal with you. And so these people are stuck in that regard. And then the other thing that has always struck me about you, and there are some other members of Lifestyles that are like this. I came to Lifestyles and I had a good life, except for the fact that I was working 60 or 70 hours a week and traveling, and my kids didn't recognize me. But other than that, I made good money and I was essentially the guy, what gets in the way of a great life, good life guy. I came to the 2-day seminar. I had already owned a house and I just slowly eased into the real estate investing. But David, you didn't ease in. You saw the light. I don't know if it's like a beam of light from heaven or whatever. You just took off, man. You took off, and I'm always impressed when I see folks that do that. And don't get me wrong, I'm on fire now, but you just kind of burned the bridges and took off and didn't hold back. Why was that? Why didn't you ease in slow?
Well, here's the thing. I've been through a lot in my life. I used to be a narcotics dog handler. I worked in law enforcement. I did all kind of crazy stuff when I was younger, you know, doing that sort of thing. I was in the military. I served my country. I'm a patriot. You know, I've always been a go-getter, and I always have to be number one at everything I do. And my thing that I learned in life, and a lot of the engineers and accountants, they understand what I'm talking about. Once I find a process and I understand a process, I can replicate it. Whether I replicate it one times, 10 times, or 100 times, I can add a zero to it. The same thing happened with real estate. If I can perfect this, if I could just follow a model that somebody gives me exactly, just do this, 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 you won't screw it up. And that's what lifestyles taught me. So the reason I went so fast is being skeptical, being with the very conservative person I am. I'm not talking politically conservative. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat, but I'm fiscally conservative. Most of you understand that are listening, because that's why you listen to this kind of show, is we saved up our money. We worked too hard. We don't want to lose it. But if I could sit there and find that 70% of millionaires came from real estate, if they have this process that works, and I just follow it. So I did it. I bought one house. I invested $3,000. I made $29,000. I made a couple hundred dollars a month in cash flow. That worked. That's where I said, well, let me amp it up. Dell told me I should be doing apartments, but I didn't have the money to do apartments. But being a Dave Ramsey guy, even though I lost all my money in the stock market, I own my house free and clear. Now, this is sacrilegious if you're a Dave Ramsey person, but listen to this craziness. This is what I did, Mike.
Yeah.
I own my house free and clear. It was worth $300,000. I pulled out $230,000. Well, $232,000. I pulled that money out of my house. It was a loan. I bought my first apartment community. That first apartment community, I turned that $232,000 plus what I left over for my IRA into, which me and a partner bought his first deal together for $365,000 into $1.7 million. We made over $1 million in my very first apartment in my first year. But that is
wow.
It was my share made me $60,000 a year. Well, that $60,000 a year was tax-free, plus I only made $200 a month on the house, but that's $62,000 a year tax-free. My wife made $65,000 a year paying taxes as a captain. We literally retired ourselves in the first year. Now, I say 2.5 years because by then, in 2.5 years later, I'm making six figures a year tax-free. Now, how many of you would like to make $150,000 a year tax-free? That might be like a $250,000 a year job. Within 2 years, I was able to accomplish that. Most people, you know, they go to college for 4, 6, 10 years before they start making six-figure income. So I replicate that process. I'm a go-getter. I said, if that works, and I just catapulted forward from that point. It's like doubling and doubling and doubling. So I started with $70,000. I had a house free and clear. Fast forward about, I guess, 11 years now, 2009 to 2022, whatever we're in now. But I turned that into close to $10 million, Mike.
Woo.
That is life-changing. That was peeing your pants exciting. And now you make 10 to 50% on that kind of money. It's some real money now.
I hear you. David, when we come back, I want to talk about what your wife thought, what Karen thought as you started this, because my wife was a little lukewarm when we started. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name is Mike Harrison. I appreciate you joining us today. If you have any questions about real estate investing, how to get started, about what David has done with his real estate investing path, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. I have on our show today David Fisher, who teaches our two-day financial freedom seminar. But David started 12 years ago with Lifestyles Unlimited. He had no real estate experience whatsoever. He took the education that Dell Walmsley provided at Lifestyles Unlimited, and he began to compound his investments, essentially double his money every 2 to 3 years. Now, think about it. If you had $100,000 and in 3 years from now, you can turn that into $200,000. And then 3 years after that, you turn that into $400,000. And 3 years after that, you turn it into $800,000. You can see that quickly as a real estate investor, you can compound your wealth and create passive income rapidly. Now, David, you jumped in literally all in. You heard the radio show. You obviously, I guess you attended a free workshop and then you signed up for Lifestyles Unlimited. Tell me, how's your wife is working. She's at the military base. She's an officer in the military. How's this playing at home? Hey, honey, I'm joining this real estate group. I'm going to begin buying houses. Just share with me some of those conversations. I'm refinancing the home and pulling the equity out. I can imagine those couldn't have been the easiest conversations.
Absolutely. You're correct. I, you know, kind of drug her kicking and screaming to the seminar. Just like, I don't want to go be part of that rich, quick, crappy home on the radio. And that's what she thought. And I understand her reservation. She's a very conservative person. You know, she's very set in her ways. And I understand that. But
yeah,
we came to the seminar and she goes, okay, I want nothing to do with this. You do it. I'll support you, which is good. I'm glad she supported me. She's like, you know, but I want nothing to do with this. I'm a nurse. I love serving my country. That's what I want to do for my life. And I'm like, okay, yeah, honey, you do that. I'll do the real estate. But, you know, for 5 years, she saw, hey, we became millionaires. You know, all of a sudden she's driving a Tesla. She has nicer things. She notices it. And she knows she never has to work again. But she wasn't involved at all. It wasn't until 5 years later she finally decided to get involved. And if you want to know about that, I'll tell you about that. That's up to you, Mike. But she wasn't on board right away. But all of a sudden, she saw the cash flow. She saw we have nicer things. Now we can hire a housekeeper. Life got easier. We bought back our time. And she appreciated that part of it. But she, you know, was gung-ho, served the military 20 years. That was her goal.
5 years. Okay. And now I know she's very active in the San Antonio real estate group out there. And isn't she on the board of the San Antonio something or another real estate association or apartment association?
Yeah. The apartments. So remember, she wanted nothing to do with real estate.
Yeah.
What happened was, you know, 5 years into this, my wife is super competitive, and so am I. I told you, I'm a go-getter. So is she. She's like this sparkly, bubbly person. Once you get to meet Karen, she's the nicest woman in the world. But there was this other member that we became friends with, and his name was Chris Jameson. And he was over in Afghanistan. I wasn't working for Lifestyles or anything at the time. I was just a member like you, you know, when we started, right? And He found me through Facebook and YouTube. He saw one of my videos where I made 100% return on property. And he's over in Afghanistan serving. He goes, Dave, how do you do this? So he friended me on Facebook. I said, look, I belong to this group called Lifestyles. It's not a nudist colony. Don't worry about it. It's about a real estate investor.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend at the time was actually a lieutenant in the Air Force Station, Lackland Air Force Base. Well, guess what?
Small world.
My wife was a nurse in the Air Force Station, Lackland Air Force Base. She was captain back then. Of course, my wife made the major eventually, but this guy comes back from Afghanistan, comes to the same seminar that I went through with Dell. He's very aggressive like me. He drags his girlfriend through there. He goes out and buys 30 houses. Me and him are like two little kids talking about properties all the time, and our wives become friends because they're both nurses in the Air Force. They want nothing to do with the real estate. His wife was up, well, his girlfriend at the time, she was upset with him. She goes, why do you drag me through? You know, we haven't seen each other in like a year and a half. You're over in Afghanistan, and you want to go to this real estate seminar the first weekend back. So she wasn't on board either, right?
Wow.
So my wife and her, they became friends. Fast forward, like, I guess it was about 2 years. He retired himself. She made it from second lieutenant to first lieutenant in the Air Force at Wilford Hall. All of a sudden, higher ups yell at her. She says, that's it. I want out of the Air Force. I want to do what you're doing, Chris. She goes out there and buys 5 houses. Now, she never tells my wife about it, because they never talked about the real estate because they didn't care about it. That was what we did. They did their thing, talking about babies and stuff like that, you know, nursing, right? Well, all of a sudden, I had a case study. I brought her in front of the room and say, Anne Marie, tell us how you bought 5 houses. And then I sat there and said, there's a whole group of 300 people there. It was here in San Antonio. I said, Karen, this young lieutenant bought 5 houses. How many have you bought? And, oh, that made my wife upset, but she didn't say anything. She kept the military bearing. The very next day, she wakes me up and she goes, I got to beat her. I'm like, beat who? What are you talking about? I don't remember what we I'm a dumb guy, right? She goes, I got to beat that young lieutenant. She has 5 houses. She's younger than me. I have nothing to show for this. I go, is this one of your things you're going to start and quit 2 weeks later? She goes, no, I really want to do this. I said, let's go find you a house. She goes, no. She's already at 5. I got to beat her. Now, first off, this girl doesn't even know they're in competition with each other. This is a woman thing. I can't explain it, okay?
Yeah.
Women are competitive in their own heads, right?
Yeah.
My wife goes and buys a 4-plex, fills it up. She goes, I want another one. So she, in 1 year, this is in 2014, somebody who cared nothing about real estate, all of a sudden in 1 year she bought a 4-unit, then she bought a 5-unit, then she bought a 15-unit, an 8-unit, and finally a 15-unit in 1 year. 1 year, she retires herself. I mean, once
wow.
I started her in this process, she replicated it with no real estate experience. Boom. She was making lots and lots of money as well. So even if, you know, my wife never taught you to do real estate, but it was all about being competitive with a girl. You know, that's how my wife is. And that is kind of a weird way. It had nothing to do with me. She had to want to do it on her own.
That's interesting how you say that. But yes, once she kind of... Just like you, you got the bug when you did that, your first apartment deal. She sees it, she gets the bug, and then she takes off. Now, David, I want to talk about the type of asset that you've always targeted, and maybe you've changed since we last spoke about what you're buying, but you always bought what we call a deep value small apartment play. And by deep value, that's really a kind word for just, like, I mean, people would walk up to this place and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe humans live here. But you change them. I've seen the pictures. You're putting hardwood floors, you're putting the sliding barn doors, you're putting granite in these things. But what was your attraction to the deep value? And was there any hesitation? Because I think people would look at these and say, you can't fix this property, but you buy those types.
Absolutely, Mike. I love the biggest fixer-uppers there are. Now, I have some members buy ones with no work needed, and some people like me buy the big fixer-uppers, which made me a better mentor. My point is this. I take my emotions out of my decisions. My decisions are business decisions. There's no emotions when I decide. Whether I buy a big fixer-upper or one that just needs a paint job, it's the exact same amount of work for me because I'm not doing the work, Mike. I hire people, vendors, stuff like that. I build a team around me. You do this for yourself, people listening. You don't do it by yourself. You hire electricians, you hire plumbers, you hire contractors. So whether I have to do a rewire on a house or whether they just have to put outlets in or whether it's just a paint job, I'm writing a check. So it doesn't matter if it's a lot of work or a little work. You just have the vision of here's what it's worth when I buy it, here's how much it's going to fix it up, and here's what it's worth when I am done fixing it up. Because the big fixer-upper, most people are scared of that. So to me, it's a dollar and cents thing. If I can make a 300% return over 100% return, by gosh, I'm going to buy the fixer-upper. And that's what I tend to go for because all these little 8 and 10 units are run by mom-and-pop slumlords.
Yeah.
They're running the ground, but everyone deserves a great place to live. And the thanks you get from doing that, from transforming the ugliest property in the neighborhood to a beautiful property that everybody can be proud of, hey, that is gold. And people are willing to pay good money for that gold, and we take care of those people because there's who feed my family. So I'm going to make sure they're taken care of. And that's why I make such great returns. And I'm just following what Dell taught me. Never lift up a hammer, hire other people, and live the lifestyle.
Dave, you're really modest because I've seen some of the houses, when you say fixer-upper, I mean, some of these didn't have roofs, they didn't have walls, they didn't have stairs, and you turned them into incredible places to live. Best product, best price. We'll talk more about it on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5 and I made about $60,000 each. That was another $300,000 that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Come.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. I have on the show today David Fisher, and David is very, very involved with Lifestyles Unlimited, but he didn't start out as an employee of Lifestyles Unlimited or a mentor in Lifestyles Unlimited. He started out just like I did, just like thousands of other people out there, looking for a way to change your life for the better. Instead of working 40 years and praying to a 401k, and that's what you're doing, you're paying it and you're praying to it. Please, please grow. Please don't have a reset. Please earn enough money that when I'm old, I can live forever and have a dignified retirement. And my friends, that is hope and a dream. And sometimes it works and most times it doesn't. Dave, I want to come back to the true meaning of best product, best price. But before we get to that, if we don't talk about it now, we won't get to it. The Wealth and Passive Income Expo that's coming up in Houston, literally right around the corner, March 17th, 18th, and 19th at the George R. Brown Convention Center. Friends, this is the largest gathering of its kind in the United States. Over 6,000 people will be there. We might hit 7,000 this year. There was at least six last year. But as this COVID thing lightens up, I think we're going to have a bigger turnout. But literally people from all 50 states, please make plans now. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. I'll be there. Dave, I know you're teaching some classes there. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I always do. I do some bus tours with people, take them around the apartments. I also will be teaching on the main stage, I'm sure, this year. I don't even know what all they have me teaching this year, but they give it to me at the end, and I'm like, let me teach about it. You give me a subject, I'll do it.
I might teach my cash flow snowball. I got to talk to Claire. I know I had talked to Lynn a little bit about it, but again, yeah, I don't know what's going on, so I think I'm going to shoot an email over to Claire when we're done. And that cash flow snowball, friends, that's where you put your money in these real estate assets. It's not about the real estate. It's about the cash flow that comes from the real estate. So Dave, speaking of cash flow, you're buying these, I mean, you called them fixer uppers and you're being so kind. I mean, you show the videos online on Facebook. I mean, literally there was one where this older gentleman's living in it and didn't even have stairs. Super dangerous. The stairs had, were rotted out. There's no walls. Some of the kitchens had fallen through. No floors. I'm literally, that's what you buy, but you literally, you would fix them up and make them so nice. And that emboldens the best product, best price. So many people think the way you make money as a real estate investor is you just, you don't spend any money on the asset. Talk about best product, best price.
Yeah, that's the problem in the outside world is most people buy an asset and then they bleed it dry. They don't fix anything up, especially in the apartment industry. Is we call them mom and pop. So buy an asset, they put lots of money into it, but then they take the cash flow out, which is profits, but they never put it back in. They never replace things for people. So we do the opposite. We buy the ugly one, fix it up beautiful, but we keep maintaining it. Like I said, everyone deserves a great place to live. Everyone should be honored. I don't care if they're middle class, lower middle class, you know, the poor. Everyone deserves a great place to live. And if you take care of people, they'll take care of you. So we're not slumlords here, guys. We take ugly properties and fix them up and make them beautiful. But who does that benefit? Think how much we're giving back to society, guys. Not only are we fixing up this ugly house, but how many jobs have we created? Isn't that what America's all about, the American dream? The foundation crews, the bankers, the lenders, the insurance agents, we're giving jobs. All the ancillary jobs, the roofer, getting all his materials and stuff from third parties, that. And then in the end, you're taking an ugly asset, you're making it beautiful. It's raising the value of the entire neighborhood, but the biggest benefit is that renter. Instead of those slumlord places with orange carpet and yellow appliances from the 70s and holes in the wall, they're getting a beautiful property that looks beautiful that they can be proud of. So when their kid comes off of school, gets off the school bus, he's proud to say, hey, that's where I live, not embarrassed by it. And that is
safe,
such a good feeling, giving back to his family.
Safe, yeah, functional. Safe. It's a win-win, seven different ways. Dave, I had a young father of two daughters. I think one was 18 months and one was a newborn. Young wife, and I bought the house next to him. And the house was the danger drug party house. It was horrific. And he didn't know what's going on. He just sees that I'm over there. We've got contractors. We're fixing the house up. And literally at the end, I mean, and this was a nice house. I put granite in it. I mean, it was destroyed by the time I got it. But he came over and he was darn near in tears. And he just said, thank you. We were scared. There would be 15 or 20 people at this house late at night, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., music blaring. The next morning, there's bottles in my front yard and trash out front and drug paraphernalia. And he was just, he said, I was literally afraid. I would travel. My wife's there with my two daughters, and I didn't know what was going to happen or if someone walked in that his house or what. And that's what we do, best product, best price. And I didn't even think of that side of it until I finished that home, and it made me feel so good. It's pretty amazing. But I know you've done that 35 times.
Oh, a few more than 35. But that's okay. Now, currently, I have like, I think I'm down to 35 properties throughout Texas right now. We're talking apartment communities, but I've done many more than that. But it doesn't matter whether you do 35, 500, 1,000, or one. It's the point of taking action. It's the point of stepping up. Everybody out there listening is probably thinking, what's in it for me? That's the key. Why are you listening? It doesn't matter what Dave Fisher did. It didn't matter what Mike Harrison. It's what you're going to do. And guys, the biggest thing you got to do is just, I suggest come to a free workshop. It doesn't cost anything. Listen what the guy has to say. It doesn't cost you anything. So you'll know if it's right for you. And the point is, everyone listening can do this. Everyone should do at least one house. It will change your life.
Yeah.
Compare it to the returns in every other marketplace. Doesn't matter who's president, Trump, Biden, Obama. You can make your own economy with real estate if you do it right, and you can retire in 5 years or less. I think that's really what it comes down to, Mike, is the people listening, real people, real results, they're going to be able to do this too. They don't have to have prior real estate experience. Sometimes we forget that. We talk about what I did or what you did. It's what they're going to do. And I know if they're listening to it, they say, why should I listen to this guy? I've never done this before. Well, neither did I when I started. I know they can do it.
You literally live life on your terms. You do what you want, when you want, where you want, with whomever you want, on your terms. And the workshop that David mentioned can be found at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. But Dave, you remind me of a point. I was talking to Andy Webb actually the other day. You teach real estate, the nuts and bolts of how to invest in real estate. But looking back at myself after 9 years of doing this, you're not really teaching real estate. That's what we do. What's happening is I view money totally different now. I see it different than I ever thought I would have imagined it, the function of it, the definition of what an asset really is, what you should do with money, how a bank account, people think it's an asset, but I'll tell you, especially right now in this inflationary times, it's not an asset if the value of it keeps decreasing. But maybe speak to us about how you see that, how you see money today versus hard assets.
Well, here's what I think it comes down to, people listening. Most of the middle-class people listening, and that's what most of us are. We work hard at our jobs. You got good grades. You did everything I told you to do. You're working your job as an engineer or a chemist or whatever. It doesn't matter. You're taught to sacrifice the most important thing in your life, which is time. And most people don't look at money the way I do it. I look at my money as an asset to buy back time. Most people look at it as something you just put it away somewhere and hope and pray for a rainy day that it'll make more money in the stock market.
Sit on it, yeah.
Yeah, people don't value their time, and that's the one thing we have in common. Everybody listening has 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 525,000 minutes. You will sacrifice your time to make somebody else wealthy, your boss, whatever. You stand at the red brake lights in the car in front of you. What if you could invest your money and you have cash flow and it buys back your time? That's what you have to learn. The hardest thing for me to teach, though, and this is the most crazy thing that most people don't understand, they just think it's a throwaway statement, is you can't get rich slow, Mike. Whatever you've been doing for 20 or 30 years, you saved up 50 grand, 100 grand, 200 grand. Guys, if you could double that in 2 years, do you think how much time you bought back? If in 30 years you got 200 grand, what if you joined Lifestyles, invested in apartments, turned that 200 grand to 400 grand? You would have done more in that one apartment deal than you did in 30 years of working. Now, what if you did that again and again? And that's what I find when people come to my seminar, they buy like five houses, they get involved in a couple apartments, and they get stuck because they get comfortable. They're making 60 grand a year. They're like, I never made that kind of money in my investments before. I go, let go of what you have and double it again. They're like, ooh, that's scary. Letting go of what you have for what you can become is the hardest thing to teach. It sounds easy in the beginning because you don't have it. But once you have four, five, 10 houses, Once you get a little bit more advanced, it's giving up. And the same thing goes for those of you listening. You have 300 grand in your 401k, but it's making you no money. What if that 300 grand could turn to 600 grand, make it 10% on that 60 grand a year tax-free? You'd be better off. The point is you have to take action and actually do something with the knowledge. That's the key.
David, it took me 5 years to let go and do exactly what you said. Start getting rid of that old portfolio and building a new portfolio. But now it's routine. It's like, hey, 2 to 3 years, we got to look at it again, get rid of that, churn the money, and go forward. So, Dave, we have about 30 seconds. What's next for you? 3 years, 5 years, what are you doing here?
Yeah, you know, everybody thinks it's crazy right now because I have 30-plus apartments. I'm selling everything, Mike, and I'm doubling again. One last time, and I'm good. I'll go from 10 to 20 million. Hey, I figure I can live a good lifestyle then. I already got 2 Teslas. That are powered by good, clean, coal-burning fuel. Hey, why not buy a little bit more? Let's enjoy life, right?
My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to understand it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. We'll see you next week. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.